Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Brad from Whidbey Island is. Brad, are you there?
I am, Taryn. Hello.
Hello. I'm definitely rooting for you.
What?
Thank you.
Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Goodbye.
Don't worry, you have Danny.
I do. Thank God.
For those playing at home, Brad has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
John Adams became the first president to live where?
Virginia?
No.
Pass.
What meal in a box is known as the San Francisco treat?
Pepperoni.
Yes. Pamlico Sound is located on the shores of what East Coast state?
New York?
No.
Maine?
No.
Florida?
No. What is the last name of Clint Eastwood's character, Dirty Harry?
Oh, pass.
What mythical creature has the upper body of a human and the lower body and legs of a horse?
Pass.
What is the nickname for the Cleveland Browns bleacher section?
The Brownies?
No.
Dogtown.
Yes. What is the name of Chicago's main international airport?
O'Hara?
Correct. What network has aired Shark Week since 1988?
Discovery Channel.
Yes. How many Academy Awards has Leonardo DiCaprio won?
One.
Yes. Ringo Starr narrated the original episode of what kids show based off the Railway series?
Can you repeat that one more time for me?
Ringo Starr narrated the original episodes of what kids show?
Sesame Street, I don't
know. No, but you know what? You got 5 correct. You split it right down the middle, Brad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Can you do a shout out real quick before he comes out?
What's that?
Can I do a shout out real quick before Steve starts?
Of course.
I was going to say hi to the sexiest redhead that I know, Mandy.
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 Are you married are you married to Mandy?
No, I am not, but we are partners in crime.
Ooh. Mandy.
Are you married?
No.
I was just curious, just asking questions. Sometimes you ask questions that you probably don't want to know answers to, but okay, we're just making sure you're on the up and up.
Steve?
It's the up and up. We're together. We live together. We're on the up and up.
Nice. All right, Steve, are you ready?
All right.
John Adams became the first president to live where?
In the White House.
Yes. What meal in a box is known as the San Francisco treat?
Rice-a-roni.
Yes.
The San Francisco treat. Sorry.
Pamlico Sound is located on the shores of what East Coast state?
Florida.
No.
Vermont.
No.
New York.
No. What is the last name of Clint Eastwood's character, Dirty Harry?
Walnuts.
No.
I don't know. Harry Bowberry.
No.
Harry Styles.
No. What mythical creature has the upper body of a human and the lower body and legs of a horse?
A centaur.
That's right. What is the nickname for the Cleveland Browns bleacher section?
The dog pound.
That's right. What is the name of Chicago's main international airport?
O'Hare.
That's right. What network has aired Shark Week since 1988?
Discovery.
Correct. How many Academy Awards has Leonardo DiCaprio won?
None.
Not
a good actor. Oh. One?
Yes. Ringo Starr narrated the original episode of what kids show based off the Railway series?
Mr. Rogers?
No.
Oh. Reading Rainbow?
No.
Thomas the Tank?
Yes! Wow. Steve, you got 8 correct, and that is a win 8-5.
Let's go.
Sorry, Brad.
Good job, Steve. Thanks, guys.
No problem. Say hi to your partner in crime for us.
Yeah, good luck with Mandy.
I'm the best.
Is it Thomas the Tank
I'm
Engine? Or is it just Thomas the Tank?
Thomas the Tank Engine. Thomas the
I thought it was Thomas the Train.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Tank Engine. I never heard that before.
Maybe that's the U.S. version of it.
Yeah, Thomas the Tank Engine.
All right.
Yeah.
That was a big one in our house.
Thomas
for a
the Train's it's a movie of the adult variety.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I understand how you get that confused, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pamlico Sound is located on shores of North Carolina.
Okay.
Clint Eastwood's Dirty Harry last name was Callahan. And then you got everything else right, Steve. You crushed it today.
Did some people are texting and asking questions about O'Hare. Did he say O'Hara or O'Hara?
Oh,
because some people are saying O'Hare. He got that one wrong. He said he said O'Hara, but I was like,
close enough. Close enough.
And also, he lost by 3.
Yeah.
So some people care, Steve.
Apparently so. And I love the passion.
If you want to check out what we've got going on in the Rock Shop, there is a new I Beat Mig shirt available for anyone, whether they call and play and beat you or not. And it's at the Rock Shop exclusively at KISW.com.
The Daily Mig Show.
From time to time, we like to ask you a simple question, 206-803-ROCK, and we promise it's nothing weird, it's nothing freaky, but you have to call now so that we can ask the simple question, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Tom Petty. Over the weekend, I was having a bonfire at my house, and I brought up...
Setting fire to everything?
Yes. And part of the conversation was about games that we played as kids, and I brought up a childhood game. No one else around the fire had ever heard of it. Not my husband, not my neighbors, not our dear friends. No one had heard of this game, and I was starting to feel like a crazy person.
But your family knew of it. It wasn't like you did it with your imaginary friend.
I mean, I did this with friends in like middle school, I would say. It wasn't necessarily a family game, but I was like blown away. I thought everybody knew this game.
So you haven't told us, you haven't told Danny, you haven't told myself what game this is. So I remember you emailed us yesterday. I have a great simple question about a game I used to play, but nobody's ever heard of. And I'm dying to know what it is.
I really want to know if anybody else knows this game. The name of the game is Chubby Bunny.
Yeah. Chubby Bunny.
Danny
does it involve
it.
Marshmallows?
It does.
Okay, I know it then.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is it when you shove a bunch of marshmallows in your mouth?
Yes.
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
You put one in your mouth and then you say Chubby Bunny and then you add another one and you say Chubby Bunny and you go and you get as many marshmallows. It's very dangerous. You can totally asphyxiate on this game.
Well, I've got a bag of marshmallows in the other room. We can try it. They're only about 2 months old.
They were making me feel like a Looney Tune that I was the only person that had ever heard of this game in the world.
I don't remember ever playing it, though. I remember hearing about it. And I never thought, like, you go head-to-head with someone to see how many marshmallows.
Oh, yeah.
Do you use the same marshmallows? Or?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Oh, God.
What do you do when the mouth is full of marshmallows? Do you spit them out or you just chew them until you can swallow it?
Oh, I think you got to spit them out.
Yeah, you spit them out.
You spit them out? I think I would try and chew until I swallow it.
No.
Oh, that just sounds really like just a gut bomb.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we will start with Bob from Puyallup. Bob, before I just explained what Chubby Bunny was, were you aware of the game Chubby Bunny?
Negative.
All right.
Yeah, it's definitely not a regional thing, because I grew up in New York. Danny grew up in New Mexico. You grew up over in Stanwood, or in Seattle, actually, first. So it's just, I guess it's just case by case.
So Bob, as a non-Chubby Bunny player, what was your go-to childhood game when you were coming up?
Well, we had yard jarts. And
yes.
The way we used to play them was we would stand 5 feet apart and with your legs spread, and you'd throw it in between the guy's legs, and wherever it landed, the guy had to move his foot to, and the guy that won was the guy that did not get stabbed in the foot.
Some call that a vasectomy, but I guess you could call that lawn darts. We played lawn darts. That was my buddy Chris and I. We would go, he had a beach house in Breezy Point, New York, and we would go there every summer, and we would get so fired up to go to the beach and play lawn darts. And I, looking back on it, I'm pretty sure both my parents and his parents were trying to, like, just phase us out of life.
Oh!
Because they would never bother to tell us not to do it, and we would go towards the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
So at nighttime, we'd be playing lawn darts, and you're throwing these things up in the air, and you wouldn't see where they would land, so you'd just hear, and you're like, oh, crap, that went right by my head.
Oh, my God. And now, like, I mean, they outlawed that game or, like, stopped producing it decades ago.
For good reason, but it was a blast.
206-803-ROCK. Jesse, you're in Burlington. Our simple question to you, first off, before today, had you heard of the game Chubby Bunny?
Absolutely. You're not the only one, Taryn.
Yes, this is so validating. I appreciate it very much. And Jesse,
you're very welcome.
What would you say was your go-to childhood game?
Well, we grew up pretty poor, so I'm going to have to go with the old classic, The Floor is Lava.
Oh,
dude, my daughter wants to play that, I think, every single day. I feel like our entire house is lava.
It never gets old.
Yeah. So I still want to know how many marshmallows you can fit in your mouth in Chubby Bunny.
I think the only way to find out is to try.
Do you do the big marshmallows or do you do the little marshmallows?
Of course the big marshmallows. The little ones? What is this, rookie hour?
It's going to take like 19 years to get the little ones.
Yeah, I like to play my games like everything's Monopoly. It's got to go at least 6-7 hours. Otherwise, are we really playing games?
Our simple question for Rob in Arlington. Rob, before today, were you aware of the game Chubby Bunny?
I actually was. And it is so good to hear your guys' voices. Hello, beautiful people.
What's up, Rob?
We just got back from a 3,500-mile trip around the western United States, and nobody does radio like you guys do.
Oh, my man. Thanks, Rob.
What were you doing?
Was it,
how long did that take, and was it just for funsies?
I was gone for 6 weeks. My wife flew back for a week to finish out. She's a teacher. She's the best teacher on the planet, and she rejoined me down in Colorado. Our daughter and only grandchild lives down there, and I drove down. I fished all the way down, fished all the way back.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. And you know what, I listened to all the radio all the way down, all the way back, and the greatest thing is I know that Steve Miggs, every once in a while, puts on a leotard and wrestles people.
Yeah. You know, it's called trunks, but you know,
trunks.
Semantics.
Oh, the Daily Miggs Show.
Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of its chorus? If so, you could be hooked up with tickets to the Summer Unity Tour, and that is with Live and Collective Soul and Our Lady Peace all together at White River Amphitheater on July 8th. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you want to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to the Summer Unity Tour. That will be live and Collective Soul. Also, Our Lady Peace at White River Amphitheater on July 8th.
I feel like we need to go to the show. Hit the beer garden during Collective Soul. Great show.
I can't think of something more unifying than the Summer Unity Tour.
Okay.
Blake from Enumclaw wants to go to the show. Good morning, Blake.
Morning.
We're going to spin the wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migs.
All right. The wheel's spinning. It's currently on your name, T-Dog. Right now it's on mine. Will it stay with me? Yes, indeed. It's you and me, Blake. Let's win these tickets.
Perfect.
All right, Blake, here is your clip. There's
no one like you. No one like you. That is it a type of a bug?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
Scorpion?
Yeah. This is the reminder that I know more than just Rock You Like a Hurricane and Winds of Change, but I also know no one like you. Great pick.
Well done, Blake. You make it look easy. Steve Miggs, tough act to follow.
Yes.
But this is your clip.
I know the band, of course, which is Incubus.
Maybe Blake can help you with the song.
Yeah.
Can I hear that one more time?
Brings I'm starting to get it.
Open arms.
Okay, I won't use you as a hint.
I wasn't supposed to give that to you.
That is fair.
If you spread your hands as wide as you can go.
That's not it.
But that's not it. But I think I got it because I do love Incubus. I always forget the song titles, but I believe it's something that you do in a car, and that is Drive.
Which they don't say it in the chorus, but no, they do say it in the verse.
They do.
Yeah.
At least they do say it.
One of my relations, Blake.
Just a hint.
That's fair. Yes, your hint helped me. Not really, but thank you.
Maybe next time.
That's fine, Blake. You won the tickets. Congratulations. You're going to see Our Lady Peace. You're going to see Live and then also Collective Soul as well.
It's a great bill.
Right on.
The Daily Mix Show.
We've talked about a lot of things this morning. But if we've talked about something that you would like to talk with us about, go ahead and call now. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Nirvana.
People want to talk.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do chime in on anything we've talked about this morning if you'd like, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. And it's brought to you by Window Nation, 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier this week, we were talking about folks that have a lot of kids in our listening audience, and we have someone on hold, Steve, that has a lot of boys. We're going to get her story in just a minute, but first, Russ from Mount Vernon wants to talk about someone that we might remember from TV. Who is that, Russ?
Do you guys remember the guy? I think he was on Channel 4. He was remember Danger Jim Foreman?
Oh, he was Channel 5. Yeah.
Channel 5. Remember they used to send that? We were we were like in our 20s. We were watching him on TV, and he'd be bending in the wind. They'd send him out in the middle of hurricanes and everything. Dude, it's hilarious to watch.
Yeah, Jim Foreman, he was on King 5. He was kind of like the guy, yeah, whenever bad weather, they'd send him out there. Remember the WTO riots?
Like, oh,
like,
yeah.
Like 1999, they sent him out into the middle of the WTO riots. It's like, I still have some.
Your jam.
I still have some great moments from Jim Foreman in my sound effects box, like this one right here. He would always say stuff that, taken out of context, sounded a little suggestive.
It is going to be a rough one. It is going to be a rough one.
It is just choked with logs. I'm Jim Foreman.
I mean, we are just getting pounded down here, so we'll stay on top of it.
I mean, was there even a plan B, or was it always just send Jim Foreman?
I feel like at some point he probably just like, I'm guys, if I have to leave the studio one more time, I'm leaving and never coming back again.
It's like shaving years off his life.
It would be like winter storm or like crazy windstorm. Let's put him on the top of the Space Needle. And say, like, Craig Gass has a great comedy bit just about Jim Foreman, which wouldn't be funny to anyone outside of Seattle, Washington. But anyone in Washington State would be like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. If you grew up in the late 90s, 2000s, you've seen him on your TV.
Totally epic.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Melissa from Lake Stevens, you have a lot of kids. How many?
I have six boys.
Six boys.
Oh, my God. All boys.
Are any of them twins?
No, they are not.
And what is the age range of your six boys?
Oh, goodness. I started early, so I have a 25-year-old, 22, 21, 15, 10, and 9.
Wow.
Now, did they get along for the most part, or was it just like constantly WrestleMania in your house?
It's constantly WrestleMania. It always has been.
Melissa, which one's your favorite?
Oh, that's not fair. I'm going to get in trouble because my kids listen to you.
We like them all the same.
The ones that listen to our show, you like the most, yes.
No, they're so much fun. I absolutely love it.
All right, what advice would you give to somebody that maybe like was like going to have a large family? Like, what's been like the one thing that you're like, yeah, you got to be prepared for X, Y, or Z?
Oh, my gosh. They're all so different. Have them in pairs. Don't have an odd number. That is my advice.
Interesting. That actually is kind of smart. I mean, because then when you have odd numbers, there's always somebody that can be left out, you know?
Exactly. Yep.
I like that. That's good advice.
Pair with odd numbers.
Melissa, are they all into different activities, or do you have some that are into the same kind of stuff?
There is a couple that are into different things. Most of them like sports. They play baseball, football, track, wrestling. There's one in particular that's just like high cap. He's on a roll, everything, and he doesn't care about sports, which is totally different for me because the rest all do. So I'm learning with that one.
That nerd. I'm kidding.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and we're excited to chat with Joe from Edmonds because, Joe, you have a pretty epic trip coming up. Tell us what you have planned.
I do. I am leaving today, and I'm going to Egypt for 9 days. Then I'm flying to Birmingham, and I'm going to the Ozzy Black Sabbath show and coming home.
Okay, so did you have one of these trips planned first and then add the other one?
Kind of. I got tickets to the Black Sabbath show. I got lucky. I got them on presale. And then I just kind of started building my trip from there.
If you don't mind me asking, you don't want to answer, but how much did you have to drop to get a face value ticket to the Black Sabbath show?
So I got the gold circle ticket, which is like the very front, standing only, and it was about $500.
Ooh, I would say that's worth it, though.
That is a great deal. You're going to see every single rock star, I think, in existence right now. I feel like every single musician that plays rock music is going to be a part of Ozzy's show.
Yeah, I'm most excited about like the super groups because they're going to have different artists playing together that don't usually play together, and they're going to have like a rotating stage. There's going to be like no intermission in between bands.
So like a lot of people are talking about like Ozzy and his health. I know he's working his hardest to be as healthy as possible. Would you be disappointed if he's only up there for like 4 or 5 songs, or are you just going into it with the mindset of like, yeah, I'm not going to see Ozzy a bunch because he's just not that healthy?
That's what I'm expecting, is for him to just do a couple songs. I think most of the bands are going to do Sabbath and Ozzy covers.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll just do a few of the big hits, and then that's it, probably.
So, Joe, have you seen Ozzy or Black Sabbath before?
No, I have not. I've seen most of the other bands on the bill. Awesome. But I grew up with Ozzy. I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've listened to Ozzy.
And so I'm super excited about it.
How fired up are you to see Fred Durst up on stage with all of them?
I've never seen him or Limp Bizkit, so, you know.
It's going to be awesome,
it's
man.
It's going to be so good.
I got to ask then, like, so then you planned this trip. You're going to see Sabbath, but then you're also like, you know what? I'm going to swing by Egypt. Like, is it far from where? I don't know how far of a trip that is from Egypt to England, but.
It's like a 5-hour flight, but I was going to do an even bigger trip and go to Egypt and go to Rome and go to Florence and all these other places, but my bank account didn't really agree with me on that.
Yeah.
What inspired you to choose Egypt? Is there something that you've always wanted to do there, or do you like the food? What was the driving force behind booking that?
Once again, ever since I've been a kid, I've been interested in ancient history and ancient temples, and so seeing the pyramids is like the top of my bucket list.
Ancient temples and ancient rock stars, man. You got it all covered.
The Daily Mix Show.
As Joe knows, Ozzy Osbourne is preparing to take his final bow with Black Sabbath on July 5th, and we have your shot at access to the official all-day global live stream. You can enter at KISW.com. Most of the country is experiencing blistering hot temperatures right now. We're pretty lucky. It has not been that for us.
Oh, hit a high of 77, man. It's going to be hot.
Ooh, yeah. Careful now. But there's a lot of people that are still out there wearing hoodies and jackets and bundled up when the weather is so warm across the country. And so someone went onto social media and was pretty much asking why. Why are you all bundled up?
I do wonder that sometimes when I'm out and about when it is like 90 degrees out and you see somebody wearing like a winter jacket and you're like, what's going on?
I mean, one of the places that I've seen it the most is down in, like, when you're in, like, Southern California and there's people wearing, like, puffy coats during the day. I'm like, what? It's hot.
Oh, that's
what
the
are you
fashion,
doing?
Of course.
But then they, like, when the sun goes down and it gets cold, you're very grateful for that jacket.
Sure, sure.
I don't know if that's how it is in the Midwest, though, because the humidity is so bad and all of that.
I mean, unless you're, like, over the age of 70, I don't understand why people are rocking hoodies when it's, like, 80 degrees or warmer.
Well, one of the unique reasons that someone brought up that I actually do relate to says, because I want to walk the dog without throwing a bra on every time.
Oh, same with me, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But that's like one of my favorite things in the world to do is go to the grocery store in a sweatshirt with no bra on and nobody knows.
Well, now we do.
Now you do now.
Yeah, now the people of Stanwood are going to see you at the Safeway and be like, oh.
A little boop boop.
Is that called free boobing?
I guess. Unholster them things.
Okay.
But other people said they just think that hoodies look awesome.
Yeah.
Other people say that the AC blasts so hard that it makes them cold, so they want to have the extra layer.
Okay, that sounds like my dad when he used to visit before he passed. He would have two hoodies on at times. It was ridiculous.
Another
a hoodie and a zip up hoodie. I'm like, Dad, okay, it's a little overkill. I don't think you're freezing in my house.
Another person said they're trying to hide their boobs, but this is a man talking, so it's man boobs.
Oh yeah.
Moobs. I did see someone comment on this and they said that they like the shoplift and so the hoodie is good for that, which I was like, you know what? Of all the reasons, that to me is the absolute best reason.
Brilliant.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday the Seattle Sounders were eliminated from the FIFA Club World Cup. Ryan Castle was there to witness it all, and he's gonna tell us all about it during the Daily Mix download after Blind Melon.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is in the house. Good morning, sir.
And to you. Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi. Man, I have had a bad day in my life.
Thank you for giving me some blueberries.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
I don't like this.
I don't know if I like it either.
Castle's sitting in one of the chairs, like he's part of our show now, and I can't see him, and sure, it's just weird.
It's fascinating for everyone listening in their car that can't see it.
That's why I'm describing it. All right, if you had to pick, hard-hitting questions here on the Daily Make Show. Are you a blueberry guy or a blackberry guy?
Oh, blueberries, for sure. But I won't buy blackberries, and I'll tell you why. Because they grow everywhere around here. And if you're buying blackberries for $7 a pound, you're a damn fool.
You haven't had the Spoon of Farms blackberries. These things are like freaking crack. They're worth every penny. We actually got to make it a point. What?
You guys, in your berry enthusiasm this morning is quite nice.
I guess you have to have berries.
What would you pick?
Oh, I'm a raspberry girly for sure.
That wasn't one of the options. Don't be one of those.
Oh, I have to pick the ones.
Blueberry or blackberry? Yes,
I would go blackberry for sure.
Thank you.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
No, dingleberry.
Boysenberry.
I love the dingleberry.
Donuts.
No, what do you like? Blueberries or blackberries?
No.
Filet mignon.
Yeah. Bang! Spaceships.
Well, nobody's saying, oh, DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Nobody's saying the Sounders is their answer. Ryan Katz, I heard somebody that looked kind of like you was at the Sounders match yesterday as they played the greatest team in soccer, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I mean, it was a good game. We held our own against arguably the best team on the planet. So, you know, nobody expected us to win. I don't think anybody expected us to play as well as we did against that team. We only lost by 2.
2-0? Yeah. Did they play their best players?
Yeah.
Or they play the kids of the players?
That's a question I'm not prepared to answer right now, Steve, but I can certainly do some research and I'll let you know.
Does this team like blueberries or blackberries more?
Strawberries.
Okay, thank you. Of course.
They're French.
Fair.
78-year-old Martin Cove, who you know from Cobra Kai, he was asked to leave SummerCon in Puyallup this past Sunday. What happened? He bit his co-star, Alicia Hannah Kim, on the arm. It almost broke the skin. It totally bruised her up.
Yeah.
And she was screaming. Then he was, like, kissing the area, trying to, like, be funny about it. Said that they play around all the time, but it was not funny. There were police involved. He got booted from the event.
Too far.
Way
Ralph
too
Macchio
far.
Needed to be around. He wouldn't do something. He wouldn't tolerate that kind of crap. Yeah.
Never.
Sweep the leg.
What are the odds that you're at, like, a SummerCon, and then one of the stars that you paid money to probably get a picture and autograph with is now biting one of the other celebrities that you wanted to get a picture and autograph from?
I mean, to be fair, she looks like she probably tastes good.
Yeah. Okay. Put that in the old spank bank.
Oh, wow.
You guys are right there with the one text, like, I saw pictures of her. I'd nibble on her, too. LOL.
Nom, 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 nom.
I wonder why.
We don't invite that, do we?
No, not at all.
Takes one to know one.
Let's talk about this 44-year-old guy in Florida. He's facing charges. This story's insane. I would like to know what happened with him and his wife, because he broke into a vacant house because he didn't want to go home to his angry wife. This house was about 45 minutes from where he lives. He just found a random neighborhood, noticed that nobody was in the house, and he just broke into it, started, like, watching TV, taking a shower, sitting on the couch. The neighbors noticed that there was somebody that didn't look familiar in the house. They called the cops. They're like, hey, something's going on at this house. The cops show up. They're like, who are you? He's like, look, I didn't want to go home. He's been there for a few days because him and his wife had a big fight. He was there for 4 days.
Where are they? When you said vacant house, I was thinking, like, vacant, empty house. But this is someone's house.
Right. They were, like, on vacation. Well,
I mean, have you guys ever been afraid to go home to your wife because of something you did?
No. Yeah.
Never.
Ever. Yeah,
it's like getting in trouble in school and knowing that you have to go home.
Right?
You
know, it's awful.
I mean? Like, God, I'm going to have to deal with this when I get home.
For full disclosure, I'm that guy. Like, sometimes, like, I remember getting so afraid, I just need to leave the house and get away. And then so, like, she's like, okay. Like, there's no, like, no, babe, stay. And I remember I get in my car and I start driving and I'm like, I get like 5 blocks from my house. I'm like, where the hell am I going?
I have like 5 bars within walking distance of my house. So
if I
take off pissed for a couple hours, you can assume that I'm going to come back pissed.
I think I was gone for like 15 minutes. I came back and my wife, just pure Sid form, was like, that's 5 minutes longer than I thought you'd be gone.
All better?
Like, yeah, I feel a little bit better now. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting, the Mariners are playing again today. Will Cal Raleigh get another home run? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
That game's going to be at 4 o'clock. That's happening over in Minnesota. The weather, 77 degrees is going to be our high. It's going to be a nice sunny day. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.